being the president of the United States would be one hefty thing. And Bernie does, I think, encapsulate that quite well, that there is a vast need for moving away from socialized economics. Would you agree with that?
Well, I mean, essentially, we were under a model of democratic capitalism, which was characterized by non-authoritarian government and the private ownership of property. And prior to Obama, we were moving towards fascism, which is characterized by authoritarian government and private ownership of property. And under Obama, we're now moving towards communism, which is defined by authoritarian government and defending public ownership of property or the creation of public goods. First of all, I want to make it clear that I don't support the pattern that was evolving on the right from Ronald Reagan to George W. Bush of fascism, basically of the combination of authoritarian government in defense of the private ownership of property or capital. And I don't think the antidote to that is communism, where we continue to drift towards a tyrannical statist society, not governed by the consent of the governed, but by government insiders wielding abuses of power over individuals and the country itself. I believe we have to move back to the model of democratic capitalism, which is to say liberal, non-authoritarian government, and the private ownership of capital, which I believe is more just to individuals and enterprises than, let's say, socialism, which is not fascism, as Jim Morris has incorrectly stated in his book, Rule by Secrecy. Socialism is more the conditions that existed in Great Britain after World War II, or let's say Swedish socialism, which is where you have liberal, non-authoritarian government attempting to maintain confiscatory tax rates to create public goods. I think the best model of a society is one in which the people govern themselves under liberal, non-authoritarian government, and you defend a private right to capital. Otherwise, people can't internalize the benefits of their own efforts. Now, there are some structural impediments to really doing so, and one of them is inheritance. So we might consider a socialized instrument like a 100% confiscatory inheritance tax so that everybody starts in that liberal competitive model in the same place. Somebody's not rich simply by accident of birth. But my policy instruments for moving back away from totalitarianism of the left or right, or I should say the right or left, now that we have at least supposedly a communist in the White House. I don't believe we do. I believe Barack Obama is farther right than Bill Clinton. I believe he's a lifelong CIA agent who has perpetuated the right-moving policies of his predecessor, George W. Bush, in terms of the abuse of state power, utilizing government to help private enterprise under more of a fascist model rather than a communist one. My solution would be my tax proposal. America and the world are in a depression. A depression follows a period of high productivity where enterprises begin to fall out because what they're producing in terms of a good or service is no longer necessary because it's been created and provided. And then jobs start to fall out, and with joblessness, because there comes a lack of liquidity in the economy, people don't have money to spend on goods and services and so forth. That's where we are. We're in a depression. Now, there was a public way of handling that, and there's a private way. The public way would have been for Barack Obama to be more of a communist and increase taxes on the wealthy, and then sponsor a set of infrastructure improvement projects, like, let's say, maglev trains linking larger airports around the country. We could have engaged in expanding our airports, linking cities regionally and on an interstate basis with high-speed trains such as exist in Japan and so forth. That's what Theodore Modus was suspecting would happen in the States in his book Predictions, when we finally hit bottom. So we didn't see that public stimulus at the depths of this depression. I think probably the bottom of the trough was maybe the 2008 and 9 period, a couple of years after the mortgage fiasco. And really, look at the experience of our friends and family members. In this last 5 or 6 years, the average American has not had any discretionary income. It's like everybody and his brother has been gone wanting for, you know, cash in the bank or cash in their pocket. So my approach to what I think Bernie is correctly identifying as the number one plight in the West is to recapitalize the society. And my proposal for that is a radical tax plan in which we would alleviate the individual from the burden of almost all federal, state, and local taxes, and we would raise revenue federally by a 0.5% to 1% tax on withdrawals from federally insured banks. So we would actually essentially fund the public sector of society by taxing the banks and individuals and enterprises using money. That's when money is taken out of the community pool and used to benefit private actors and enterprises.